7 richest countries in the world. Now them a have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead. So they'll find any way for them third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think then thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Yes, my brethren, strictly roots and culture we are play with no delay. Jah is the way. So I and I have to tell Babylon to go away. Greetings again, my sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 11th, 2013. Writing. Apostle, African revolutionary scientific Apostle John, writing to the church of Laodicea, the church that is supposed to deal with justice of the people, the church that is supposed to deal with justice. And we are proving every day that every human being is in the earth realm because we have petitioned the Most High to prepare a body for us that we may stand for freedom, justice, and equality. So, President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton, President Herbert Walker Bush, President Reagan, President Carter, President Ford, Nixon, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Truman, so on and so forth. These who have done all of this wickedness, being puppets for the house of Rothschild and the wicked ruling class and families, have disobeyed their petition of the Most High to come into the earth realm to stand for justice. And to the extent that you and I buy into these puppets, gilded language, the Quran says, silky smooth, gold covered lies and fictitious narrative, we buy into the system and kill one another, destroy one another, divide against one another. Black, brown, red, yellow, white, American, Mexican, African, Asian, Caribbean, dividing and killing one another as if we are the enemy. What type of writing are we writing? Are we writing righteousness? Apostle, African revolutionary scientific apostle John wants us to write righteously. He has studied the universe, studied creation, studied the Roman Empire, studied the systems, studied Africa, studied scientifically all of that, and is trying to tell the church of the people of justice, the justice of the people, Laodicea, that you must stand up and write righteously, to express in written characters, to commit to writing things not to be forgotten, write down and record. We are the original writers, the African people. We taught writing to the Greeks and the Romans. We taught writing to the whole of the human family. And we taught writing based on science, based on the scientific study of the material universe, that we may live our lives in accord with what the Most High has originally written down through creation, through the universe, through Mother Nature. Used of those things which stand written in the sacred books, it says specifically of the Old Testament. But you are sacred. You are a sacred book, my sister and my brother. You are a sacred testament, a sacred book that the Most High, look at your anatomy. The Africans studied the anatomy of the human being. The Africans understood molecules, molecular science, atoms, proton, neutron, electrons, understood the sophistication of the anatomy of the human structure, understood that that sophisticated reality is connected to the universe, and saw the human being as a holy and a sacred book, and the whole of the universe as holy and sacred, and that we must study each other and study the universe. What did Egypt say? What did Kemet say? Kemet said, know thyself. That does not mean just know, hey, I'm Deacon Frazier. That means study yourself, study everything about yourself, study your biology, study your anatomy, study your spirit, your mind, your soul. When you're into that study, when we get into that study, we are in the study of God and Goddess the Most High. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us the two greatest knowledges are the knowledge of God and the knowledge of self. Master Farad Muhammad gave him that understanding because Master Farad Muhammad studied Africa, studied Dogon, studied, he had to have, because when you look at the information that Master Farad Muhammad gave to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and then you go back to the Dogon, go back to the Twa, go back to Kemet, go back to Ethiopia, Nubia, and say that's where Master Farad Muhammad got that knowledge and that wisdom to teach us that we are to see each other as gods and goddesses. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said every time you see a black man, you're looking at God. You also are looking at Goddess when you look at the black woman. And so we take that and extend that to the whole of the human family and say that all of us are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So if we see each other as sacred books, then we can't violate one another. We can't molest one another. We can't mistreat one another. We can't support the president using al-Qaeda, al-Nusra to kill and destroy poor working class masses of the people in Syria. We can't support Secretary of State John Kerry hypocritically going to the United Nations, having some punk meeting on the Congo and the, is it the M23? Some little punk group that they set up to create disorder and chaos in the Congo region so that the multinational corporations connected to the Oppenheimers and the Rothschild can go into the Congo through Rwanda, through the Congo, through Uganda, and kill 10 million plus Congolese black men and women and destroy black men and women and children and steal and plunder the land, wealth, and resources so we can have computers. I'm using my computer now so we can have cell phones and whatnot. But we have to see each other as sacred books, and then we fight the wicked ruling class and families and disallow such wicked reality. To write to one by writing in a written epistle to give information and directions. To fill with writing, to draw up in writing, to compose writing, to compose a song, to compose epistles. To compose means to write or create, to write or phrase with care and thought. So the African revolutionary scientist Apostle John has given careful thought to his writings, and he wants the Laodicean people to get up and stand up for justice and freedom and equality and unite as one and fight the Roman Empire, fight the Caesar, fight the Roman Senate, fight the system, fight against warfare and bloodshed. He has studied science and is giving the correct information based on the scientific principles of life and existence. Yahweh, Yahweh, life and existence for all. Let's see what else here. These things saith the Amen. Let's see. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, these things is 3592, Hodi, on the Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This one here, these things as follows, thus. So you may say thusly. So what follows is that which is being spoken by the Amen. This is interesting, sisters and brothers. Sayeth, 3004, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, lego, or lego, to say, to speak, to affirm, maintain, to teach. So the Amen is going to teach. And I hope that sounds strange in your ear, because normally we hear the word Amen as the end of a prayer, but this is the Amen speaking, and this is the same Amen, Amenet, that we open up with in our opening prayer to the Most High in Egypt, who was known as Amen, the hidden and unseen sacred masculine power, and Amenet, the hidden and unseen sacred feminine power, Amen, the Almighty Father, Amenet, the Almighty Mother, the power of the hidden and unseen one, the dark matter scientifically that permeates the whole of the universe. Dark matter, hidden and unseen spirit power. This is the Amen speaking and teaching, giving us science, giving us knowledge and wisdom so that we may overstand and teach each other righteousness and truth and the tenets and principles of life, to exhort, to advise, to command, to direct. So the Amen, and dare I say, the Amenet, Amen the Father, Amenet the Mother, the Amen and the Amenet exhorting us, giving us instruction and pushing us and imploring us, advising us, commanding us. The Almighty has a right to command us and direct us, because the hidden and unseen Almighty Father, sacred masculine, and the hidden and unseen Almighty Mother, Amenet, the sacred feminine, Yahweh, Yahweh, the principles of life and existence are teaching us. The word Amen, the Amen, is speaking. So the word Amen, Amen, in the Greek language is Amen. And that comes from, I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, Africa. Amen is the Father. Amenet is the Mother. This word, Amen, in the Greek language, 281, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means firm. So the Most High, Father and Mother, is firm. The hidden and unseen sacred masculine power, hidden and unseen sacred feminine power, Amenet, is firm, metaphorically faithful. Can we argue against that reality when you study the science and know that dark matter, that power that powers the universe, empowers the universe, causing the sun, moon, stars, and planets all to rotate in their orbits? That hidden and unseen sacred masculine power, Amen. That hidden and unseen sacred feminine power, Amenet. The Almighty Father, Amen. The Almighty Mother, Amenet. Empowering and permeating the whole of the universe. The Ashraquasi talks about how black is the key carbon and atom for life. The key carbon and atom for life. The basic foundation and principles of life is dark matter. Out of darkness we are born. The womb is darkness. In that womb is life. And proceeding from dark matter comes all life. And so, life is faithful. Existence is faithful. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Ilah, Amen, Amenet, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, faithful. At the beginning of a discourse, surely, truly, of a truth. So when you say Amen and Amenet, you're saying truly and surely, because you're backing up the truth with the hidden and unseen Almighty Father, Amen, and the hidden and unseen Almighty Mother, Amenet, at the beginning of a discourse. Discourse has to do with discussion, written or spoken communication or debate. So when we stand up and speak the truth and you say Amen or you say Amenet, you're giving credence to that hidden and unseen power that permeates the universe, dark matter, the darkness that was on the face of the waters in Genesis. At the end, so it is, so be it, may it be fulfilled. These are the definitions of Amen in the Greek language. It was a custom which passed over from the synagogues to the Christian assemblies, that when he who had read or discoursed had offered up solemn prayer to God, the others responded, Amen, or Amen, or Amen, and dare I say, Amenet, and thus made the substance of what was uttered their own. So, calling on the Amen that is speaking to us right now. See, that is not just the end of a prayer, but the Amen is the Almighty Father in the African Egypt language. Amenet is the Almighty Mother. So we call on the Almighty Hidden and Unseen Father, Amen, and the Almighty Hidden and Unseen Mother, Amenet. And we say, Amen, Amenet, I affirm that truth spoken through you by that hidden and unseen power that permeates the universe and is the power behind the universe, making your true statement my own, because that truth is in me. That truth is in you. The truth is in all of us and permeates the universe. So we say Amen, Amen, Amenet. The word Amen is a most remarkable word. It was transliterated directly from the Hebrew. I say transliterated directly from the African Kemet into the African Hebrew. And then here we pick it up into the Greek of the New Testament, then into Latin and into English and many other languages, so that it is practically a universal word. It has been called the best known word in human speech. The word is directly related, in fact, almost identical to the Hebrew word for believe, amam, or faithful. Thus, it came to mean sure and truly, an expression of absolute trust and confidence. Wow. But see, they don't want to say Africa. In Africa, Amen, the Almighty Father. In Africa, Amenet, the Almighty Mother. Let's try to cover a few current affairs and current issues and events and say Amen to the truth. I was a warehouse wage slave, reporter Mac McClellan on Life Inside the Online Shopping Machine. This is from Democracy Now. A particular individual became a worker at Amazon.com and saw the conditions slave and low wage labor. That is how the corporations run their business, by abusing and misusing their employees and treating them like slaves. So that which is occurring outside of the United States of North America occurs inside the United States of North America. Have we not seen the service industry in various places striking for a living wage, asking only for $15 an hour? That is yet not a living wage. And so slave wage labor, low wage labor, no wage labor. Next issue. How? And say amen, amen, aminet, true, dark matter, the hidden and unseen power permeating the truth that is in you and in me, the same one truth. How the Washington Post's new owner aided the CIA and blocked WikiLeaks and decimated the book industry. So this individual whose name is Robert McChesney, co-founder of Free Press, did an examination and gave information concerning the new owner of the Washington Post, sold to Amazon.com founder, CEO Jeff Bezos, for $250 million. Now, this beautiful Caucasian brother, Robert McChesney, owner of Free Press, wants to get information out to the people, political books of truth and justice and righteousness. But because of the practices of Amazon.com and others squeezing out small independent press companies, book companies, and now this fella Jeff Bezos, Amazon.com founder, taking over Washington Post, worked with the CIA, and Robert McChesney talks about it, how Bezos worked with the CIA to suppress information coming from WikiLeaks and no doubt other type of information, at the same time decimated the book industry because he wants to control information, does not want us to see the truth of the system, does not want us to understand the inner workings of the system. So we say amen, aminet, to the truth, calling on the amen and the almighty father, amen, the almighty mother, aminet. Activists accuse Washington, D.C. police officer of infiltrating Bangladesh sweatshop protests. So now you have the sweatshops in Bangladesh, other places in the subcontinent of Asia, India, Bangladesh, so on and so forth. Sisters and brothers, mainly women, getting up, standing up for equal rights and justice. And you know about the CIA infiltrating, FBI infiltrating, Black Panthers, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Nation of Islam, Black Power Groups, white leftist groups, anti-war groups, woman suffrage groups, civil rights groups, human rights groups, CIA, FBI infiltrated to do what? To destroy the movement, to splinter the movement through all manner of wickedness, spreading rumors about people, spreading false narrative, fictitious narrative about people, all type of nastiness and wickedness these infiltrators committed to destroy the movement. So, activists say that Washington, D.C., this is the Obama administration, right now have used Washington, D.C. police officers to infiltrate Bangladesh sweatshop protests. Sisters and brothers only want to be paid excuse me, a better wage, and in order to bust up the protest movement in Bangladesh, the Obama administration, doing no better, no worse than the Bush administration, sending Washington, D.C. police officer into Bangladesh to infiltrate and bust up the movement in Bangladesh. Amen. Aminet. Lynn Stewart, a righteous revolutionary lawyer, took up a case for the blind sheikh in the 90s. Blind sheikh falsely accused of terrorism. We know Al-Qaeda, CIA, Al-Nusra, CIA, but they wanted to paint this sheikh, a Muslim religious teacher, as a terrorist, fictitious narrative. Lynn Stewart took up his case to give him proper legal representation, because she saw the blind sheikh, I forget his name, as a human being having legal personhood status. And so she argued the case and got in trouble because she passed information from the blind sheikh to his various constituencies. And so the government of the United States of North America, I believe under Clinton then, under Clinton, sent her to jail, or was it W. Bush? Between Clinton and W. Bush, jailed Lynn Stewart. She's been in jail for a few years now. The judge claimed, because she made a statement, I could do a few years standing on my head, innocent little statement, who cares, just a little statement, took the excuse of putting her in jail unjustly, not considering Lynn Stewart a legal person, taking away her right to represent people who are not getting a fair shake. So Lynn Stewart has been in jail for some number of years, and she is suffering from cancer. I believe the cancer is in the fourth stage, all over her body, and all she wants is a compassionate release so that she can die at home among her family in peace. And so we unite with such request, and we say, Lynn Stewart, we love you, and we pray that the Most High sustains you, and we would that the cancer is reversed. She's been in jail for all these years, denied medical attention on purpose. You don't do that to a human being that you consider is a human being. You do that to they who you do not consider a human being, they who you do not consider a person. Her personhood has been stolen and taken from her. And Apostle John wants us to see each other as universally legal human beings. Next issue. New York police ends practice of keeping innocent New Yorkers in stop and frisk database. So the New York police say, we're going to continue to stop and frisk every black person we see in New York, because you're black, you're not a human being, you have no legal personhood status, you're three-fifths of a human being, you're black, you must be doing something wrong because you're black. But we're going to, you know, erase your name out of our database. This wickedness. We say amen to the truth that we have spoken today, and aminet to the truth that we have spoken today. We recognize the permeating power of the truth. We recognize the dark matter that permeates every human being, permeates every corner of the universe. That is amen, our almighty Father. Aminet, our almighty Mother. Yahweh, Yahuwah, life and existence for all. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.